You might say, in the summer, we sure do what? A lot of water.
Drink a lot of water?
Okay. And if I ask you, how much did you drink? You might say, boy, I, what, a lot of water?
Drank a gallon.
Okay. And then you might ask me, how much have you?
Drank.
Okay. And say, dinner's on the table, and the family's all standing around waiting to begin. And, they're sort of standing around the table. What would you say to them?
Be seated, or come and eat,
okay.
Time to eat, ready to eat.
Okay. What would be another way to say be seated? Go ahead and...
Go ahead and sit down.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And so you might say, then they went ahead and...
And sit down.
Okay. And nobody was left standing. They had all...
Seated. Been seated.
Okay, or they had all...
Been sat down. Been seated. Been a... Seated.
Okay, or all what then?
All have sit down.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And if you want somebody not to wait until something's passed, you might say, oh, go ahead and...
And reach? Okay. Go ahead and get it?
Okay, or another way of saying get it would be...
Get it, get it yourself?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. If somebody was working, you might offer to go over and what?
Help him.
Okay. And say somebody was at the table eating, and you might say he went right ahead and
started eating.
Okay, or talking about help again, you might say
he helped himself.
Okay, and then you might say, well, since he had already what
started eating.
Okay, or back to helping
himself. Help yourself.
Okay, and let's see. If you decide not to eat something, you might say, oh no, thank you, I don't.
Care for that?
Okay. Would you say that at a friend's house, or if you were at a formal dinner, would you say it both?
No, at a friend's house you would see it. At a formal dinner, I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. If food has been cooked and served the second time, you'd say it has been
leftover.
Okay. Or when you're talking about it being cooked a second time, you'd say, I had to what?
Warm it over.
Okay. And what do you call the food that's been done to?
Huh?
What do you call the food that's been done to?
What you call it? Leftovers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, you put the food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
Okay. And, let's see. Okay, you mentioned vegetables earlier, and what would you call a small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables?
Garden.
Okay. What do you call that particularly southern kind of food? And it's often served for breakfast with sausage and eggs, and it's made out of ground up corn, and it's boiled, real ground up, real fine kind of.
Corn?
And it's made out of corn, but it's ground up, you know, kind of fine. And it's served with salt and pepper and butter. Or sometimes
it's
gravy.
You're not talking about cornbread? Corn palms?
What was it you started to say in the first thing?
Cornbread?
No, I'm not talking about kind of bread. I'm just talking about it's kind of a... like if you go in a restaurant, anywhere in the South, you can usually get it for breakfast. But if you go up North, you can't get it.
Made out of corn?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you can get it around here, I don't think.
I really don't know. You can or not. It's white, and it's kind of little bitty bits of thing.
Could be me. I don't know that one.
Okay. What would you call a dish that's made from the whole grains of corn? You know, a whole big, these are pretty
hominy.
Big.
Hominy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hominy.
Do you like that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't like hominy. What's something else that you make out of hominy?
Well, hominy, that's it. That's the corn, you boil it.